Good morning, listeners. Today, we turn again to Paul's words in Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This morning, our focus is on that precious word, faithfulness. Faithfulness is one of the most treasured qualities of God Himself. And when His Spirit lives in us, He produces that same faithfulness in our character. To be faithful means to be dependable, trustworthy, and steady, even when life is hard, even when others fail, even when no one is watching. The Bible repeatedly describes God as faithful. Lamentations 3:22-23 reminds us, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Think about it. Every morning, the sun rises without fail. The ocean's waves continue their rhythm. Seasons come and go. This consistency reflects the faithfulness of God. We can trust Him because He never breaks His promises. There's a story of a lighthouse keeper on a rugged coast. His job was to keep the lamp burning every single night so ships could find safe passage. For 40 years, he never missed a night. When he retired, sailors from all around the world gathered to honor him because his faithfulness had saved countless lives. Now, my friends, this is a picture of what God calls us to be: steady lights, faithfully shining in our families, our workplaces, and our communities. Jesus said in Luke 16:10, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much." Sometimes faithfulness doesn't look dramatic. It's a mother praying daily for her children. It's a worker showing up on time, giving an honest day's work. It's a Christian who quietly reads the word and prays, even when no one notices. A Sunday school teacher named Edward Kimball faithfully taught a small group of boys in the 1800s. One of them was Dwight L. Moody, who later became one of the greatest evangelists in history. Kimball never preached to thousands, but his faithfulness bear fruit far beyond what he imagined. True faithfulness shows more clearly in trials. Daniel was faithful to God even when thrown into the lion's den. The three Hebrew boys were faithful even when threatened with the fiery furnace. Their loyalty was not shaken by fear. Sometimes being faithful means standing up for Christ when everyone else turns away. It may mean being honest when dishonesty may be easier. It may mean staying committed to a marriage, to a ministry, or to a calling when the road is rough. Matthew 25 verse 21 tells us about the master who said to his servant, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things." One day, if we walk faithfully with Christ, we will hear those same words from our Lord. Faithfulness is not something we manufacture on our own strength. It is the fruit of the Spirit. As we walk daily with Christ, His Holy Spirit makes us dependable, trustworthy, and steady in love and obedience. Beloved, in a world of broken promises, God calls His children to reflect His own faithfulness. Let us be like that lighthouse keeper, shining steadily guiding others to safely to Christ. And may our lives echo those words from heaven, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Lord God, thank you for your unchanging faithfulness. Teach us to be faithful in small things and the great things. Help us to stand firm in trials, and may our lives shine as steady lights, pointing others to Jesus. In his mighty name we pray. Amen.